Hi and good day everyone, McColgan here. Saturday, is it the 11th today? I can't remember, it's the 11th or not. Anyway, you may hear a lot of background noises. I'm doing a car boot today. Trying to clear out a lot of stuff from the attic and the garage. Not so much making money, although I've done not too bad this morning already. It's quite surprising actually. But more off the fact of finally getting round to clearing stuff out. Anyway, this is not what the boo is all about. Today's boo for me is a subject that I noticed in a tweet sent to my timeline from Steve Hyde, C-Mill Steve. And Steve's actually tweeted saying that, if I remember correctly, he words it as, "Why do only half the people I follow me?" Well, actually, it's very strange that, because late last night I was looking at my followers and the people I followed, and basically I have much more people, or many more people, following me than I do follow. And I was going to actually send a short message to all the people that were following me to explain the situation or why I wasn't following them at that particular time. And so, to answer Steve's question on that, I tend to try and restrict the number of people I follow bit by bit. It's not that I'm never going to follow them, but what I rather than overwhelm my timeline and end up possibly unfollowing people because it just gets far too busy, far too hectic. My intention has been from the start to add people from my followers list one at a time, and I did that last night. Well, in actual fact, I added two people to it, and that's simply the reason. And there may be a lot of people out there who do follow quite a lot of people and who are wondering the same thing as Steve, is why are these people not reciprocating and following me? Well, I think, to be fair, is unfair to expect everybody you follow to reciprocate and follow you back. We all look for different things in people who tweet. We tend to pick up on the subject matter. Maybe someone just tweets in a general term and, I'm doing this just now, or I'm going to do that later, or blah, 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 making tea or something like that. And it really just depends on the content. If that content suits you and you're happy to follow the people on Twitter and to view their tweets every day, then that's probably somebody you're going to follow. Somebody who tweets in a manner that you find possibly annoying, or the subject matter doesn't suit you, then you're just going to unfollow. So the reason that I restrict myself and just do it bit by bit is something, I don't want to be overwhelmed. I don't want to start following people and then possibly offend them by them getting an unfollow message. Or I don't know if they do. Maybe someone can tell us if that actually happens, if they do get an unfollow message. But I've already done that with a couple of people that I started, that I took up at the start, and decided that they weren't what I thought they were going to be. So, and I do feel guilty about doing that with people, because they're possibly still, in fact, I'm sure they are still following me. So, along the lines, if that answers Steve's question, but what I wonder is how do other people on Twitter proceed with this issue? Do you just jump in, and if someone follows you, just reciprocate immediately and say, right, okay, hit the button and follow them right back? Or do you tend to filter? I suspect the majority of people who have been on... Sorry, I had to pause there for a sale. Always good. I hope I have to pause quite a lot of times during this boo. Anyway, back to subject matter. I think I remember where I was, and we're talking about how other people perceived this and how they dealt with it and that. So, yeah, so that's just my views on it, obviously. Others will have different views. So I hope that Steve doesn't take offence at people not following him just because he followed them. I don't think it particularly works that way. And I hope if he hears this, he'll understand what I'm trying to say. And hopefully we may get some responses on the same subject. And maybe if he listens to them, he'll get more insight into what other people do, what other Twitter or tutors people do. So anyway, I'll leave it at that just now. I just thought that it was quite an interesting tweet they made this morning, and it kind of just spurred me to making a response on it and just giving my views on it. So bye for now, folks. I'm going to sell, as Rodney says, or whatever. Bye-bye, folks.